This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is November 17th, 2022. This is an HM bonus edition of the Homemade Broadcast. My name is Will Kuntz. Welcome back. Johnny B. Show off tonight. So I got a little content for you. And thank you to those who are paying attention and commenting and putting it in bone fan groups and saying, that's good, but it needs some work. Thanks. I can't wait to hear your contributions to the show and what you would change. Please feel free to leave them your comments, suggestions, whatever, in the comment section, and they will go straight to the top, I assure you, and they will be considered and immediately discarded. You can also do that on the phone line. Some of you have asked for the phone line, 813-693-2124. Same deal. Leave a voicemail, leave your text messages, whatever you'd like to do. Sometimes I even answer that thing. Rarely. But sometimes if I see it ring and I'm actually playing with my phone and it rings, I might answer it. 813-693-2124. FTX. What the hell is that? I don't know. It is a cryptocurrency place. It was. It's not anymore. It's a place you went to buy Bitcoin, other cryptocurrencies. In fact, I alluded to it last week on the show where my eye doctor, who was wearing annoying shoes at one of the outlets for opticals that you can go to for a cheap eye exam, he was wearing really annoying multicolored Nikes, and he was like my age, third, like in his late 30s, maybe early 40s, I would say, and I found that very obnoxious. But he asked me the first thing when I sat down in his chair was, are you into crypto? And I said, a little bit. And that's true. A little bit. Now, over the past year, I'm into it way less than I was because my money is gone. And I'm down something like 70% or something on it. And really, all I did was take my presidential stimmy checks, the Donnie dollars, the Biden bucks, and kind of took that and threw it into this cryptocurrency. And my plan was to cash out last year around Christmas, that initial investment, and then ride the rest to becoming a millionaire. That was the plan. But that hasn't worked out. And I still have everything just sitting in that account. I don't check it anymore. I was checking it often at one point, many, many times a day as it continued to trickle up and up and up. And then all of a sudden it just went down, and it still continues to go down and farther down. And I'm sure this FTX thing hasn't helped, cryptocurrency. I get an email about my accounts, and they have cutesy little GIFs or GIFs, however you say it, that they put in the email to describe the current crypto market. And they've been bad, very sad. People standing in the rain, getting wet. People getting thrown off cliffs. I mean, it's really brutal. I know probably a lot of the people that are into crypto are on the spectrum of autism and Asperger's. So they're brutally honest. I will say that's a thing that I do like about people like that. They give it to you straight, you know, and it's been bad. It's been bad. And FTX was an exchange. It was run by this guy, this weirdo, who spent some time at MIT. His parents, I believe, are professors at Stanford. He essentially, from what my understanding is, which you have to take it from the source here, but he was trying to use cryptocurrencies and apply it to modern day banking. The, what do you call that? The fractional reserve banking. Is that right? I think it is. And essentially, it's a Ponzi scheme, which the modern American banking system, in my opinion, also is, where banks get to borrow and they get to lend out more than they borrowed and they accrue interest. And it's a whole thing. It's a scam. So he wanted to do that with cryptocurrency. Now, the only thing is crypto is supposedly, better because it's capped. there's a certain amount of Bitcoins out there. And once you find the last one or mine the last one, however that works, that's it. And that's how the value is stored somehow in that blockchain. And there's no more. And you can print as many dollars as you want, as we've learned over the past 100 years in this country. And if you look at the debt calculator, we continue to do that until I suppose we spend ourselves into some sort of utopia where money doesn't mean anything anymore and we can just not use it. And we have some sort of Star Trek future. I hope that's what the plan is, if not just to make everything collapse. Here's the thing about collapse is that the people who have incentives and the monetary value, yeah, they'll be fine in the collapse, but it seems like a hard life. Unless you're planning on blasting off into another planet at that point, if you're if it's just the purge out there and you're rich and you can afford, you know, torrents on top of your mansions, and yeah, I guess, you know, you'll be all right. You can, you know, drone in food and whatever, but you're kind of a prisoner. You're in a nice prison at that point if things really go off the rails. So I don't think that these people want to ruin, you know, the planet per se and ruin our system and ruin humanity. I think they just want to control it somehow. And the banking system is a good way to do that. So this weirdo, SBF, it's like Sam Bankman Friedman or something. He's this unique character that is trying to Ponzi scheme himself into being a billionaire, which he did. And he got celebrities like Tom Brady, Charles Barkley, Trevor Lawrence, a lot of athletes. And particularly the one I'd like to focus on today is the one and only Tom Brady, 2-0 since his divorce from Gisele Bündchen, which has been said many times. Bucks seem to be back on track. God bless you, Tom. Go Bucks. But he's catching some heat because he was involved. He got a piece of FTX and some sort of stock for his endorsements. You know, I did see that he was putting on social media, trying to get people to work with FTX. There was a commercial where he blatantly called celebrities and said, "Are you in on this thing?" And they said, "Yeah," which is essentially a way moving your way to a Ponzi scheme. Now, but a lot of things are scams. Okay, most things are scams. So I don't know if it's fair to say that Tom Brady had any sort of prior knowledge. Some people are speculating that, the Brady haters. You would think that Tom would have some sort of, I don't know, accountants, financial advisors, somebody saying, "Tom, this might not be a good idea," but I don't know. Once you get the prestige of people jumping on board, people, you know, assume that it's legit because it has prestige. And this dude, like the head dude, there was a video of the Citadel CEO, Ken Griffin, I think that's his name, Jamie Kennedy, I don't know, that's the comedian, I think it's something Griffin, and it was a short video on Instagram, and you know, I don't know anything, but I found it interesting. He's head of Citadel, he's head of one of these big financial institutions, hedge funds. And he made the claim that this guy, the owner of FTX, had a line in his revenue stream, whatever the slips are for your financials, that Trump lose. So he was kind of hinting that he didn't say it, but my impression was that he was hinting that this was a money laundering scheme for the DNC, for the Democratic Party of you know, this country. And he was the second biggest donor, FTX was, for the Democratic Party, behind just George Soros, I believe, was number one. And there were some deals with, like, Ukraine. People were sending Bitcoin to Ukraine for the war. And there was some speculation that maybe that money was getting embezzled to go to the Democratic Party. I go, look, I don't know. I would need to see some more hard evidence, and I wouldn't put it past anybody, certainly anymore. But you know, I ended up sending this to my friend who's a financial guy and has a passive interest in Bitcoin, and I asked him what he thought, and he was kind of just like, "Yeah, well, this guy of Citadel got into some trouble with Robinhood and GameStop." I go, "Okay, well, that sounds like whataboutism to me. I'm asking you about this thing. And then we ended up just fighting about whataboutism. He apparently has a totally different definition in his head. And he did that thing where this is on Instagram. So he's like laughing at my comments. And I'm like, I'm not joking. I'm asking your opinion on stuff. He tends to be a little more open-minded than some of my other friends. So I thought maybe I could talk to him about this. And I did want his opinion because he does work in the financial field. Many very prestigious resume, you know, for him. So I was hoping that he would have some sort of insight to it, which it turned out he didn't. And now I know better. I'm just not going to talk to him about this stuff anymore because it just got me mad. Don't laugh at stuff. It's very passive aggressive. It makes you look like a dick. Maybe he didn't mean it that way, but that's how it came off. And I said, Jesus Christ, because then we're just fighting about whataboutism and what that is. I'm just like, I know I'm right about this, by the way, but who cares? Can you just tell me about this guy at FTX? And it turns out he didn't know anything either. So just forget it. I'm getting mad talking about it right now. I don't know how you talk to your friends on social media and what you talk to them about, but my Lord, something should just be done over a beer because, I think that's a better way to communicate than doing it over social media. You don't have the nonverbal communication, whatever. So also about this guy, he apparently was living in the Bahamas, and I don't know what this really means as far as the case goes and if this guy's going to end up in prison for the rest of his life, but he was living in the Bahamas. It's a tax shelter. He's in a poly cube. He's living with roommates in this mansion with something like, you know, 10 bedrooms or something crazy, $40 million mansion in the Bahamas, and just all doing sex stuff to each other. I don't know if that has anything to do with this case or not, but I found it interesting and intriguing. Certainly don't want to poison the well here on this guy, but there's a lot of weird stuff going on with this crypto thing and FTX. But really, the most fascinating thing to me was the Tom Brady connection. Obviously, Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Buccaneer, you know, I don't think he's living here anymore. I think he's got a house in Miami now. He's probably just, you know, here to play games and that's about it. But he did live here for a little while. And, you know, his kind of connection to this thing, being a part owner, and now he's got this lawsuit on him, which, you know, he's probably lost millions and millions of dollars in this thing. Everybody's money's gone out of this account with billions of dollars in it. No one can buy or get their money back. And Tom Brady, I guess, is one of those. And he also held shares in this company, which are now worthless. And now he's being sued for being a part owner in this whole thing, along with these other celebrities like Charles Barkley, Trevor Lawrence, and Gisele Bündchen, which is an interesting thing. Tom pulled her in. She's got probably more money than he does. And so she invested quite a bit into this FTX. Now, the narrative was that Tom Brady coming back and playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his third season after retiring last year was what finally split the couple up. She was mad. You know, she gave that interview and said that it was her time now and she wanted to get back out there and it was time for Tom to stay home. Now, Tom signed a deal with Fox Sports for, I don't know, $300 million, something crazy. So I don't know how home he was going to be, but she was excited to get back to work. She was excited about Tom not playing football anymore. And when he came back, she said, that's it, I'm out. And their divorce was over pretty quick. Like, it was announced that they hired divorce lawyers. And then 2 weeks later, that was it, split. They're done, which seems unusual. It seems awfully fast for a divorce, but I don't know. I've never been divorced. It's usually the ones that I've seen take years sometimes, but maybe when you got access to these lawyers, they, you know, they just get the job done. I don't know. But that was the rumor. It was, you know, she was done. She wanted to go live her life and she felt, I guess, betrayed kind of by Tom by coming back and playing football, this game. But now there's a rumor that she was pretty pissed off about getting involved with this company who became insolvent in a matter of days. Now, the timeline kind of matches up. This was, their divorce was finalized, what, 2-3 weeks ago, a month ago? And then this happened with FTX like a few days ago. So there's a little bit of a gap there, but maybe Tom had some sort of inside info on this FTX, because since he was a shareholder, and she was pissed maybe that he got her involved in this whole thing. And that's the real reason why they split up. I don't know. I find it fascinating, though. It's a fascinating story all around. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. I hope you're subscribed over at willsyoutube.com and on iTunes and Spotify. Just search HMB Radio. Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, all one word. Leave your comments below. Suggestions to improve the show. Sure, they'll go right to the top. Like I said, I'll read every single one. Or do you think Tom Brady's going to jail? Do you think Tom Brady's going to jail? Is he going to lose a massive fortune over this FTX deal? Let me know what you think. Comment below. Tweet me. Instagram me. home_made_man. And 813-693-2124. We'll be back Friday night. I believe Johnny will be back now. His comedy show has been rescheduled or canceled. So I believe he will be in now. So we'll talk to you on Friday, 8 p.m. on the bone. Goodbye.